This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihil kareem. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي. اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِ قَلْبِي وَسَدِّدْ لِسَانِي وَاسْلُلْ سَخِيمَةَ قَلْبِي. آمين يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And when my servants ask you concerning me, indeed I am near. I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls upon me. So let them respond to me by obedience and believe in me, that they may be rightly guided. Of the things that we should be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, the du'as that we should be making, is that may Allah bestow mercy on our parents. Our du'as should include du'as for our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. And your Lord has decreed that you not worship except Him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And to parents, good treatment. So after the right of Allah, the right of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember, the people who deserve the most from us are our parents. Because here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a final decree of His. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ. Qada is final judgment, a decree, a ruling. Meaning this is not something that we have a choice about. So your Lord has ruled, He has decreed that first of all, you should not worship anyone except Him. And secondly, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And to parents, good treatment. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Whether one or both of them reach old age while with you, say not to them as much as uff, and do not repel them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. But speak to them a noble word. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And lower to them the wing of humility out of mercy. وَقُلْ. And say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. My Lord, have mercy upon them. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. As they brought me up when I was small. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us His final decree over here. What is it that Allah has ruled? That we must not worship anyone but Him. That our heart, our tongue, our body, our entire being, every action that we do, everything should be dedicated for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our worship, our sacrifice, our prostrations, entire life should be in obedience to Allah, should be dedicated to Allah azza wa jal. And then we see that along with Tawheed, we see the command to be good to one's parents is mentioned over here. And this shows us the sanctity of being good to one's parents, how sacred of an act this is, that this is a religious deed because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated it. And then we see that this is not an ordinary good deed. No, this is an obligation. Just as it is an obligation on us to worship Allah, likewise, it is an obligation on us that we are good to our parents. Because both are mentioned in the same ayah, that worship only Allah and then be good to your parents. So when both commands are given in the same sentence, in the same verse, then it means that both are important. And remember that ihsan with one's parents is to treat them in an excellent way. Not only with your words, with your good, kind words, but also with your beautiful actions, your acts of service to them. And every such word or deed that brings your parents something of benefit or some kind of joy or happiness, then this is a form of ihsan. And ihsan includes both things, that on the one hand, you treat them in a good way, and on the other hand, you protect them from your harm also. That where you try your best to be kind to your parents, to serve them, to bring them joy, to make them happy, at the same time, you must do your best to protect them from your harm, that you do not accidentally or even deliberately hurt them or do something to annoy them, do something to upset them. Yani, ihsan includes both of these matters. Ibn al-Jawzi explains that ihsan with parents is to obey them in what they command, as long as it is not something forbidden or wrong. It is to give preference to their command over voluntary deeds. Meaning on the one hand, if your parents have asked you to do something and you wish to do something, that is a good thing, but it's a voluntary act of worship. Then you have to give preference to the command of your parents, to the wish of your parents over your wish. Ihsan with parents is to stop from what the parents forbid from. Ihsan to parents is to spend on them. Spend from your earned money, the money that you have earned yourself, or the money that you have acquired lawfully in whatever way, the money that is yours, you should spend from that on your parents. Ihsan to parents is that you fulfill their wishes. It is that you strive hard in order to serve them with your hands, with your feet, that you go run their errands, you go do their dishes, you prepare food for them, you serve them. You physically work in order to make their life easy for them. Ihsan with parents is that you are respectful towards them, that you show proper adab. You are not rude or harsh. You do not treat them as the way that you treat a friend or someone who is lesser than you, someone who is, let's say, a child, someone who's younger than you, or someone who is foolish, doesn't understand much. No, ihsan to parents is that you are respectful towards them. You show proper, good adab. It is to have haiba in one's heart for them, meaning have some fear in the sense that you treat them with utmost respect. And out of that, you do not raise your voice at them. And you do not look at them with your eyes fully open, meaning do not give them the look the way you do to your child or someone like that when they say something upsetting, when they do something upsetting. So you give them the look, you open your eyes and you stare. You cannot do that with your parents. That is contrary to ihsan. Ihsan to parents is that you do not address them by their name. Rather, you address them by a fitting expression or title or word that is used in your culture. So for example, use the word mother or father or dad or something like that. Do not address them by their name. That is contrary to ihsan. Ibn al-Jawzi even says that part of ihsan is that you walk behind them, not in front of them, as if you are leading them and they have to follow you. They have to catch up with you. No, you walk behind them. Show them adab. And part of ihsan, Ibn al-Jawzi says, is to be patient over anything that they do which you dislike. Because sometimes, because parents are human, they will make mistakes. And sometimes their preferences are different. Their upbringing may be very different. Their, the part of the world they grew up in, the culture that they're accustomed to, according to that, they may say something or do something that you might find strange, or you may even dislike. But at that time, be patient, because parents are not deliberately trying to annoy you or harm you or hurt you. It's just what they are accustomed to, what they are used to. So be patient over that and do not be disrespectful or rude to them. And the other thing is that parents are humans. And sometimes when they're tired, when they're upset over something, or they're stressed out about something, and because they feel very safe and comfortable around you, then they're able to express themselves completely and fully. And sometimes that comes across as rude to us. We feel like they are being rude to us. They are being harsh to us. No, bear that with patience. Do not be disrespectful towards them. Do not be rude towards them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah that إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرِ, that if they reach old age with you. With you, meaning before you used to be with your parents and you were in need of them. And now they are with you because of old age and because of weakness, and they are in need of you. They took care of you, and now they are in need of being taken care of. So if that happens in your life, that you see your parents old, in their old age, then فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ, then do not even say أُفْ to them. أُفْ is an expression, أُفْ is any expression of speech that is harsh, disliked, or it is bad. And originally, the word أُفْ is something that is detestable or dirty. So أُفْ is the dirt of nails. The dirt that is under the nails, that is uff. So uff is used to show disgust. It's an expression that is used to show disgust or dislike or contempt. And at times, uff is used to show annoyance and frustration. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا uff. Do not even say uff to them. Meaning, yes, there will be times when you will feel annoyed, or you will feel frustrated that you have been working so hard to do things the way they like, and yet they find a reason to criticize, or that their needs never end, or that you cannot have time to yourself, or that you always have to attend to them. You know, it's one thing after the other, you have to, not answer back. And then, you feel frustrated, you feel annoyed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, لَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not show that frustration. Do not show that annoyance. Do not even say it with the two-letter word uff. And think about it. If uff is not allowed, then what is more than that is not allowed at all. How can it be acceptable that a person begins to yell at their parents, raise their voice, and talk to them as if they are talking to a criminal, someone who is completely ignorant? How can someone do this? We see over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, and do not scold them. Do not rebuke them. And this shows us the status of parents, that children are not allowed to tell off their parents. Children are not allowed to speak to their parents harshly. They're not allowed to rebuke them ever, even if parents are doing something that the children dislike, that the children get annoyed with, that the children do not want them to do. Still, as children, we are not allowed to ever raise our voice or rebuke our parents. And then remember that uff is the annoyance that one feels in the heart and expresses it in a very small way, right? Because it's just uff. A person is not saying much. And a lot of times, because a person is not saying much, is not answering back, right? Then something very small, like the word uff, comes out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forbidding us from using the word uff even. And nahar is to rebuke, to scold, to tell off, that one is losing it basically. So we are being taught over here that neither show little frustration nor a lot. Do not say small words, out of being passive aggressive, nor be openly aggressive or lose it with your parents. Instead, do ihsan with your parents. That if they reach old age with you, then do not express verbal frustration and do not show any disrespect to them through the smallest of words even. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, and say to them noble words. قولاً كريمة is basically speech that is soft, gentle, respectful, and modest even, meaning it shows that a person has haya. So they're speaking very carefully. They are selecting their words with care and attention. They're not speaking freely and carelessly. This is qawlan karima. So Mujahid explains that do not address your parents by their name or kunya. Rather, address them by saying something like, Ya Abati, oh my dear father. And qawlan karima, some ulama say that this is that just as your parents did not feel or show any disgust in cleaning you when you were little, rather, they would treat you very lovingly, you should also treat them the same way, without showing any disgust, and only lovingly. And you think about it, when a mother or a father is changing their baby's diaper in the middle of the night, they're not gonna yell at the child, at the baby, that did you really have to dirty your diaper at this time? Do you not understand what time of night it is? Do you not realize how tired I am? Why do you have to dirty so many diapers? Do you understand how expensive they are? Parents don't say such things to their babies, to their children. Yet, when children have to take care of their elderly parents, they begin to get annoyed over every little thing. And they remind their parents of, you know, the favors that they're doing. And they're constantly, you know, showing frustration and disgust. Subhanallah. We are taught over here that قُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, that whatever you do for them, do it lovingly and use speech that is very respectful. Do not let them feel that they are a burden on you, that you have done so much for them and that you are so tired looking after them and that it's becoming very expensive taking care of them. Don't do that. Then we are taught, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, and lower for them the wing of humility out of mercy. Now, this has been interpreted in two ways. Some ulama say that this means that you should guard and protect your parents. You should look after them just as birds look after their young. You see, when birds are looking after their babies, their young, what do? They spread out their wings, and they don't just spread out their wings and lift them. No, they lower their wings onto their young in order to cover them fully. You know, there are videos that will show, for example, an eagle is sitting, you know, in its nest, and it's completely covered in snow, completely covered in snow. And then it gets up and, you know, shakes off all of the snow. And then you can see the eggs and the chicks in the nest that the bird was protecting, guarding. Think about it. You know, this is what parents do for their children, that they will bear cold and they will bear physical hardship and pain and danger even. Why? In order to provide comfort and ease and safety to their children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising us that we should treat our parents the same way, that we should protect them, we should guard them, we should defend them, we should look out for their well-being and their safety. We should be protective of our parents. How often it is that, you know, sometimes you know, friends will make fun of their friends' parents. And a lot of people don't have the courage over there to defend their parents. They will, in fact, get carried along and they will make fun of their parents with their friends. So this is the exact opposite. We are being taught over here that we should protect and guard our parents, look after them. Another interpretation of this is that be humble before your parents. Be humble before your parents. And this is because when a bird flies and rises high, it spreads its wings. But when the bird needs to descend, it needs to come down, it lowers its wings. So lowering one's wings before one's parents means that a person shows humility before them. Subhanallah. And some ulama say that in this is an indication that the more humble you are before your parents, the more Allah will raise you in the heavens. Because جناح الذل, use your wings of humility, lower yourself before your parents, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you high. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you success and good mention and status, but it begins with how you treat your parents. And then we are taught, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And say, O my Lord, have mercy on them, just as they raised me when I was little, when I was young. We are taught to make dua for our parents. And this shows us that we can never ever return the favor that our parents have done to us. We can never reciprocate. And no matter how hard we try, we will still fall short because we cannot do for them what they did for us. Subhanallah. And even when we are in a situation where we have to help our parents, look after them, provide them personal care and things like that, our feelings are not the feelings that our parents had when they were looking after us. So then we can only make dua. We can only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give our parents what they deserve and to take care of our parents and be merciful towards them. Now, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He should bestow His mercy on our parents. And remember that rahmah includes all good things with respect to deen, dunya, and akhirah. Then when you're asking Allah to show mercy to your parents, this means that you're asking Allah to bless them in their deen, to forgive them, to accept their good deeds, to give them good rewards. You're asking Allah to bestow His mercy on your parents, that Ya Allah, grant them good health. This includes good health. This includes well-being, any ease in life. Also, rahmah includes benefits of the akhirah, that Ya Allah, you forgive them, you admit them into paradise, you raise their ranks. So, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. Praying for mercy for your parents is the best thing that you can do, because this is very comprehensive. And كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, we're especially taught to say that in your dua, say that have mercy on them, just as they raised me when I was little. Meaning just as they showed me mercy by raising me, you show mercy to them in the same way. And كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي also means because they raised me, because they looked after me, I am not able to reciprocate. So Ya Allah, you show mercy to them. You reward them. You make up for what I fall short in. And here we are reminded of our infancy, our childhood, our weakness, our complete dependency on our parents. When we were in need of protection, we were in need of care, we were in need of love, and our parents provided that to us. And you see, parenting is something very hard. Sometimes in your life, you see your parents struggle with your younger siblings, maybe. So don't just watch them struggle. Don't just have pity. Make dua for your parents that Ya Rab, have mercy on them. Ya Rab, make it easy for them. Sometimes you see your parents struggling with some illness or their work, right? Health issues. So don't just, feel pity, all right? Don't just feel this regret in your heart that, you know, I was not able to do such and such for my parents. I am not able to do such and such for my parents. Rather, you know, channelize that energy into making dua. Ask Allah to bestow mercy on them. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will envelop them with His mercy, then all of their affairs will become easy. All of their matters will become easy. This doesn't mean that you don't do anything yourself, that you just make dua for them. No, in this ayah, we are taught both things, that do good to your parents and then also make dua for them. Both are necessary. We see that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would make dua for their parents. We learn that at one occasion, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu went to his homeland in Al-Aqiq. And when he entered it, he raised his voice because his mother was far, and he said from the entrance, "Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu ya ummatah." Peace be upon you, Mother, and the mercy of Allah and His blessing be upon you, O Mother. So she replied to him, Wa alayka salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessing. And then Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, before even he reached her, as he's walking toward her, right, he said, Rahimakillahi kama rabbaytani saghira. Sorry, Rahimakillahu kama rabbaytini saghira. That may Allah have mercy on you as you raised me when I was a child. And she replied, Ya bunayya, O my son, wa anta, and you too, fajazakallahu khayran wa radiya anka kama barartani kabira. May Allah repay you well and be pleased with you as you were dutiful towards me when I was old. Subhanallah. And you look at how he is talking to his mother. And a lot of times, men think that they don't have to, you know, speak nicely with their mother. In fact, when they go to see their mother, they expect to be served as if they're still a five-year-old child who needs to be fed. Henny, grow up already. You are going to see your mother. You are spending time with her. You should be serving her, not expecting that she should be serving you. And if she brings some food that you are not a fan of, then you grumble and you fuss. This is amazing and shocking. What kind of behavior is this? Yani, look at Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Look at how respectful he is to his mother. I mean, of course, mothers will want to feed their children, even if their child is 50 years old or 40 years old, and that's fine. But you should not go to your mother expecting that now she has to do everything for you. You should go to your mother with the intention that you are going to serve her. You are going to be good to her and begin with your good words. Sometimes when people go to see their parents, they just say salam and they sit down on the couch, turn the TV on, or you know, start using their phone. And the mother is just sitting there watching the face of the son that, will he ever talk to me? Will he give me some attention? And you can check your phone at other times. You can watch TV maybe at another time. Now that you are seeing your mother, give her your full attention. Be fully present. Talk to her. Say good words to her. Say kind words to her. Make her happy. Comfort her. Listen to her. We see that the righteous, this is the way of the righteous, that they make dua for their parents. We learn that Amir ibn Abdullah ibn Zubayr, he said that when my father, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, he died, I made the same dua for an entire year. For an entire year, that, oh Allah, forgive my father. We think making dua for our parents once or twice is enough. And he is making dua for an entire year after his father's death. That, Ya Allah, forgive my father. Ya Allah, forgive my father. We learn, Sufyan ibn Uyayna said that the one who prays five times a day is among those who are grateful to Allah. And the one who prays for his parents after every salah, then he is also grateful to his parents. And this is why, traditionally, you know, children are taught, you know, part of the du'as that they can make in salah is رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Because in this dua, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and our parents. So whether parents are alive or deceased, you can make this dua for them. That, Ya Allah, forgive me and forgive my parents. But what does shaitan do? Shaitan makes us believe that our parents are toxic, that they are unfair, that they are ignorant, that they are so backward, that they are so abusive, that they do not understand. And we forget to see how toxic we are, how abusive we are, how ungrateful we are. If ever you have encountered a parent and child yelling at one another, I'm sure you can see how the child is being more rude, more disrespectful in the way that they're rolling their eyes and the way that, you know, they're talking to their parents, raising their voice. So this is what shaitan makes us believe, that we are victims and our parents are abusive towards us. They have always been abusive with us. Subhanallah. We also learned, some of the companions would say, that not praying for one's parents makes a person's life difficult and constricted. Yani if you do not make dua for your parents, then your life will be difficult. Your life will be tough. You will experience constriction in your life. Imagine then what will happen if a person mistreats his parents, that they're being disrespectful and rude to their parents constantly. Now, sometimes you see in your own life that you're struggling, you know, maybe with your work or maybe with your education, maybe in your marriage, or sometimes you see your friends struggling, your spouse struggling, you know, in their work, in their sometimes in their mental health, that they're constantly anxious. So remind them to be good to their parents, to pray for them, to give sadaqah on their behalf. Because this is something that the companions are telling us, that if you don't make dua for your parents, then your life will be difficult. Making dua for your parents brings ease in your life. We learn in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the right of the parents after his own right. And this is in many places in the Quran. وَاعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Worship Allah, associate nothing with him, and to parents do good. The previous nations were also obligated to be good to their parents. We learn in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from the Bani Israel that do not worship anyone but Allah, and to parents do good. We learn in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to be grateful to him and also to be grateful to our parents. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. We have enjoined upon man care for his parents. His mother carried him, yani she bore him when she was pregnant, increasing her in weakness upon weakness, and his weaning is in 2 years. Be grateful to me and to your parents. To me is the final destination. If you think about it, the most healthiest, the most strongest of women also bear difficulty in pregnancy. And the difficulty of pregnancy does not end with full term. No, the difficulty only increases with birth, with birthing and labor. And then after that, the difficulty continues. Because before she was able to sleep through the night. Now, after the baby's here, now she's up every hour, every 2 hours, nursing the baby, changing the baby, burping the baby, because the baby is entirely dependent on the mother. So 2 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says over here, his weaning is in 2 years. So, that's a long period of time that a mother dedicates in looking after her baby. And then we see that out of both parents, the right of the mother is even greater. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ahqaf, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. And we have enjoined upon man to his parents good treatment. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا. His mother carried him with hardship. وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. And gave birth to him with hardship. وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. And his gestation and weaning period is 30 months. So long. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ 40 سَنَةً قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. See, becoming a parent is life-altering. There aren't just physical struggles that a mother experiences in giving birth, in carrying the child, but there are also emotional and social struggles that she continues to experience. Women have to give up their studies. They have to give up their work. They have to give up their social life sometimes. They're not able to even talk to their friends. They're not able to spend any time with their friends. They experience isolation. They experience physical hardship. They experience emotional stress in raising little ones. When a baby, for example, is crying nonstop, so many women, they have trauma from birth. They have trauma from looking after a baby on their own. And it's not just mental health issues. Women also experience spiritual lows. They can't fast in Ramadan. They cannot go for Taraweeh. They can't pray in the night. There's so much that a mother is not able to do because of her little child. But she doesn't think as she's raising her child, oh, it's because of him, it's because of her. No, she doesn't treat that child as a burden. She lovingly embraces the child, looks after the child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of what our mothers have done for us. So have some gratitude for your parents. And there are some people who have that gratitude, who recognize the favor of their parents. So here we are taught that some people, they grow until when he reaches maturity and reaches the age of 40 years, he says, "My Lord, enable me to be grateful for your favor, which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and to work righteousness of which you will approve, and make righteous for me my offspring. Indeed, I have repented to you, and indeed, I am of the Muslims." So those people who recognize the favor of their parents, who are grateful for their parents, who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who repent to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding them, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ عَنْهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا. Those are the ones from whom we will accept the best of what they did. And we're concerned that will Allah accept our deeds? Are our deeds good enough? Will they be acceptable? Will they be rewarded? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us over here about people who are good to their parents who repent to Allah, that Allah will accept their good deeds. وَنَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. And we will overlook their misdeeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon them. And they will be fi ashabil jannah, among the companions of paradise. وَعْدَ الصِّدْقِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ. That is the promise of truth which they had been promised. So we see that the people who are good to their parents, people who pray for their parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit them into paradise. This is a true promise, wa'd as-sidq. On the other hand, the verses continue. Allah says, وَالَّذِي قَالَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ أُفٍّ لَكُمَا. But the one who says to his parents, uff to you. أتعدانني أن أخرج وقد خلت القرون من قبلي? Do you promise me that I will be brought forth from the earth when generations before me have already passed on into oblivion? You tell me that there is resurrection, there's life after death. What are you talking about? وهما يستغيثان الله. While they, meaning the parents, call to Allah for help, and they say to their son, ويلك آمن. Woe to you, believe. إن وعد الله حق. Indeed, the promise of Allah is truth. فَيَقُولُ مَا هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. But he says, this is not but legends of the former people. And who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, such individuals, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا خَاسِرِينَ. That such individuals who are rude to their parents, harsh to their parents, they have no gratitude for their parents, and that eventually leads them to kufr, disbelief, then such people will be losers in the hereafter. So we see these two opposite characters, that there are those children who are good to their parents, who believe, who are humble, who serve their parents, and then there are those who are very ungrateful to their parents, who can only recall and remember and blow out of proportion the mistakes of their parents. And parents are not angels, they're humans. And because they are so focused on the mistakes of their parents, they are rude to them, they're argumentative with them, they answer back, they reject and belittle every advice of their parents. And eventually they even leave the fold of Islam. You see, the Prophet ﷺ said, مَن لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The one who is not grateful to people is not grateful to Allah. And the person who is not grateful to his parents, he is not grateful to Allah. Because yes, your parents made mistakes, but they also treated you well. They also gave, your mother gave birth to you. Your mother raised you. And yes, she might not have treated you nicely. All right, because she's human. Maybe she had her own personal struggles. Maybe she was struggling mentally. Maybe she was struggling financially. I mean, we have seen how so many women struggle to raise little children because they don't get the help from their husbands. So many children, there are studies that show that children are growing up in poverty. Why? Because of absent fathers. So when a mother has to work, she has to do so many things and then look after her children also. And yes, it's possible that she doesn't treat them in the best way. But the fact that she raised the baby, gave birth to the baby, that is enough of a reason that you are grateful to her, that you should be good to her. Remember that ingratitude is kufr duna kufr. It is a kind of kufr which is less than kufr. Okay? But it is a kind of kufr. Yes, it doesn't take a person out of the fold of Islam, but it is a form of kufr. And it causes a person to lose their dunya and akhirah. Because look at the ultimate end of such people who are harsh to their parents, who belittle and reject the advice of their parents. All right? And what are the parents doing? وَهُمَا يَسْتَغِيثَانِ اللَّهِ They're begging Allah. They're making dua for their child who is rude and harsh. Isn't this amazing? Subhanallah. When children misbehave with their parents, what do parents do? They make dua for their rude children. But when parents may come across as harsh to the children, what do children do in response? They begin to avoid their parents. They begin to detest their parents. They don't want to talk about them. They move away from them. They don't talk to them. They don't see them. They basically cut off from them. And these days, subhanAllah, this has become very trendy. That, you know, if someone is toxic, someone doesn't support you, cut them off. Cut them off. Subhanallah, this is not the way of the Muslims. Qati'atul rahim, cutting off the ties of kinship, this is something forbidden. This is not our culture. This is not our tradition that we cut off from our toxic parents and labeling parents as toxic. This is very disrespectful. Then we learn that in a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah enjoins you to be dutiful to your mothers. He enjoins you to be dutiful to your mothers. He enjoins you to be dutiful to your fathers. The Prophet ﷺ said this so many times. We also learn that the right of the mother is three times that of the right of the father. And we also see that the prophets of Allah, they were especially good towards their parents. We learn about Yahya alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him, وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَزَكَاةً وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارٌ عَصِيًّا He was very kind and gentle, and he was very God-fearing, and especially he was dutiful to his parents, and he was not a disobedient tyrant, meaning he would not disobey his parents. He was not harsh and forceful with his parents. And Yahya alayhi salam's parents, they were very old when he was born. And it's especially hard to be good to parents who are elderly because they're not able to do things for you. Rather, because they are limited in their ability. Sometimes they scold more or they criticize more. So it's difficult, subhanAllah. But Yahya alayhi salam, he was so good to his parents. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the Quran. Isa alayhi salam, he is described as وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارٌ شَقِيًّا Allah has made me dutiful to my mother and he has not made me a wretched tyrant. Remember that being good to one's mother, taking care of one's mother, is a good deed which is even more important than jihad. We learn in a hadith that a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, O Messenger of Allah, I want to go for jihad with you, seeking the face of Allah and seeking the reward in the hereafter. The Prophet ﷺ asked him, Is your mother still alive? The man said, Yes. He said, Go back and honor her. The man approached the Prophet ﷺ from the other side. He tried again, that O Messenger of Allah, I want to go for jihad with you, seeking the face of Allah in the home of the hereafter. He said, Is your mother still alive? The man said, Yes. He said, Go back and honor her. The man tried for the third time. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Go back and serve her. وَيْحَكْ إِلْزَمْ رِجْلَهَا فَثَمَّ الْجَنَّةِ Go back and serve her, for there is paradise. You want Jannah? This is how you get Jannah. go look after your mother. And this is one of the best deeds. When the Prophet ﷺ was asked which deeds are the best, he said prayer at its early time, meaning as soon as the time enters, you pray salah, and wa birrul walidain, being good to your parents, and then jihad fi sabilillah. We also learn that serving one's parents should be given preference over voluntary good deeds. In hadith, we learned the story of Juraij, the abid, the worshipper, how he was busy worshipping Allah, voluntary worship. And, you know, his mother would come and call him, but he would not answer her. He would not go to her. He would ignore her completely. And we learn in hadith about how he suffered a great trial because of how he treated his mother. We also learn that even if parents are disobedient to Allah, or they are, doing things which are clearly contrary to the teachings of Islam, you should still be good to your parents. We learn in hadith about the son of Abdullah ibn Ubay. Abdullah ibn Ubay was the leader of the hypocrites, you can say. And he was the worst of hypocrites. He's the one who led so many people into hypocrisy. And he was very disrespectful to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at one occasion, you know, he said something very rude. And his son was actually a sincere believer. And he got very angry with his father. And he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked him that, O Messenger of Allah, if you want, I can bring you the head of my father. And this is how rude he is to you. I cannot accept that. If you want, I will go and bring his head to you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade him. He said, no, walakin barra abaka. And he go and be good to your father. Subhanallah. We learn in the Quran that وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. That if your parents are trying to force you to associate partners with Allah, then do not obey them, but still accompany them in this world with appropriate kindness. And this is so amazing. Sometimes when children become more religious than their parents, they begin to avoid their parents. They don't meet them, they don't do anything for them, they begin to avoid them. What kind of religiosity is this? We learn that Asma radiallahu anha, her mother was a mushrika, and she came to her expecting some financial help. So Asma radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that should I help her? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, you should. If this is the case with mushrik parents, then the right of Muslim parents is even greater. We learn in a hadith that a child cannot repay what he owes to his father unless he buys him and sets him free if he finds him in slavery. Subhanallah. And sometimes children think that, oh, I did this for my parents, so I have repaid them for the favors that they did to me. No, you cannot. The only case is that if you find your father in slavery and you set him free, that is when you can repay his favor. Otherwise, it is not possible. We learn that when a person is good to their parents, they receive increase in life and in wealth. In a hadith, we learn that whoever loves, that his life term is expended, is increased, and his sustenance is increased, then he should be good to his parents. And he should join the ties of kinship. And we learn in the hadith about how one of the companions who was known to be very good to his mother, the Prophet ﷺ, was made to hear that companion reciting Quran in paradise. And the Prophet ﷺ inquired, who is this? He was told, this is Haritha ibn Nu'man. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kadhaka al-bir, that is, bir, piety. This is real piety, meaning the result of piety is this, paradise. And he was very, very dutiful to his mother. On the other hand, if a person is disrespectful to their parents, is rude and harsh, they neglect their parents, then this is something very serious. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has forbidden you to be undutiful to your mothers. This is something forbidden. When he was asked about the major sins, he mentioned to be undutiful to one's parents. This is a major sin. In a hadith we learn, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ سَبَّ. In another narration, مَنْ عَقَّ وَالِدَيْهِ. That may Allah curse the one who insults his parents or who cuts off from them. May Allah curse such a person. Who رُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ is, to be very disrespectful, harsh, rude, hurtful. And people who are like this, their good deeds are not even accepted, we learn in a hadith. Their obligatory and voluntary good deeds are not accepted. In another hadith, we learn that رِضَى الرَّبِّ فِي رِضَى الْوَالِدِ, that the happiness of the Lord is in the happiness of the father. Meaning, if you want to make Allah happy with you, make your father happy. وَسَخَطُ الرَّبِّ فِي سَخَطِ الْوَالِدِ. And if you make your father unhappy, then your Lord will be unhappy with you. So be eager to make your parents happy with you. And we also learn, Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he mentioned something to the effect of that when a person disobeys his parents, then his life term is reduced. And he, literally, his life term is reduced. We also learn that when a person, some salaf would say that the person who is disobedient to his parents will find his children to be disobedient. And this is a sin for which you see the consequences in this life. There is punishment in the grave for such behavior. We also learn that such a person who is disobedient to his parents, and constantly disobedient, will not enter paradise. Now, of the rights of the parents is that you serve them, that you obey them, you don't disobey them. As long as they're telling you to do something that is permissible, you obey them. And part of the rights of the parents is that you serve them in such a way that they become happy and that they make dua for you. Because we learn that that of the du'as that are accepted is the du'a of the walid for his walad, the du'a of the father for his child. And walid can also be understood as the one who gives birth, meaning the parent for his child. So the du'a that parents make for their children, that is accepted. So make them happy. Make them happy. Serve them. Do different things for them so that they make du'a for you. Because as long as they're alive, you have this privilege that they will make dua for you. Once they leave the world, you are going to miss, you're going to lose something very, very precious. We, part of treating parents well is that you do not make them cry. In a hadith, we learned about how a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that I'm making hijrah and I left my parents crying. He said, go back to them and make them laugh as you made them weep. Go back. You think you have done something huge by making the hijrah at the cost of making your parents cry? Return and make them happy first. And another important thing is that if parents ever make a mistake, then do not embarrass them. Do not embarrass them. Do not be harsh to them. Overlook. Forgive. Spend on your parents. And when you have to spend in ways to earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's approval, begin with your mother. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said while standing on the minbar that the hand which gives is the upper hand, right? Yadul mu'ti al-ulya. And what this also means is that the upper hand is higher, meaning it's better than the lower hand. And he said that start with those for whom you are responsible. Meaning when you have to spend, begin spending on those whom you are responsible for. And then he said, أُمَّكَ وَأَبَاكَ وَأُخْتَكَ وَأَخَاكَ ثُمَّ أَدْنَاكَ أَدْنَاكَ. Begin with your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, then the next closest and the next closest. And of course, the wife and children are not mentioned over here because that is not applicable to everyone. Those who are married, those men, who are responsible in that way, then of course wife and children are understood. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over here, he was addressing everyone. So this is relevant to everyone. Spend on your mother, spend on your father, spend on your siblings, and work hard to earn money and use that for your parents. Muhammad ibn Sirin, we learned that he would buy the softest clothes for his mother. And he wouldn't just buy any clothes. He would buy the softest clothes for his mother. And on Eid, he would color her clothes himself. And he would never raise his voice at her louder than hers. And he would never speak to her in a volume that was louder than hers. Allahu Akbar. We learn that when Rubay bin Khuthaym, when he would remove something harmful from the road, he would say, "Oh Allah, reward my mother and father for this also." And he'd look at his eagerness. "Ya Allah, reward my mother and father also. Because they raised me, they taught me to do all these good things. So when I'm doing anything, reward them also." We learn that when parents have departed from the world, then we should especially make dua for them because it benefits them. We should seek forgiveness for them. We should give sadaqah on their behalf, especially the sadaqah of giving water to people. We should even do voluntary good deeds on their behalf. Like, for example, you can do hajj on their behalf. You can fulfill their vows. And you should be good to their friends and their relatives. You will be rewarded for that. And they will also be, rewarded for the good that you do, inshallah. Now, of the du'as that we can make for our parents, of course, is first of all, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh my Lord, have mercy upon them as they brought me up when I was small. I was small, I was incapable, I was in need of protection, of mercy, of love, affection, constant round-the-clock care, and they gave that to me. I can never do the same for my parents. So Ya Allah, you give them what I am not able to give them. Sometimes you are in a situation where you are not able to help your parents. Maybe your physical health is such, or you live in a different country, you live too far away, you're not able to do anything for them. So especially make dua, give sadaqah on their behalf, send them financial gifts, so that their life is easy, but especially make dua for them, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, and make this dua regularly, every day, like one of the scholars mentioned, after every salah. Another dua we can make, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, that, oh my Lord, that our Lord, forgive me and forgive my parents and forgive the believers on the day the account is established. And this is the proper order of making dua, that you first make dua for yourself, then for your parents, and then for other people. Parents deserve that you make dua for them, especially for their forgiveness, whether they are alive or they are deceased, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim. If they're non-Muslim, of course, you pray for them while they are alive. Once they have passed away, then you cannot make dua for them. But while they're alive, especially make dua for them after every salah, that Ya Allah, guide them. Ya Allah, forgive them. And forgiveness will only come after their guidance. So this, the dua for their forgiveness includes the dua for their guidance. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. And then another dua we can make is, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Oh my Lord, enable me to be grateful for your favor which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and to do righteousness of which you approve, and admit me by your mercy into the ranks of your righteous servants. Sulaiman alayhi salam made this dua. And you see, he asked, Rabbi awzi'ni, O my Lord, enable me. And awza'a is to restrain. Like, for example, the word is used in the Quran for restraining forces, armies. So the nafs is such that when it enjoys certain blessings, certain privileges, it can get out of control. You begin to think, I am self-made. You begin to think, I have accomplished all of this with my own hard work. And you forget that you are the product of your parents' hard work. Your parents have invested so much in you. If you are able to speak well, if you have any privileges, you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them to you through your parents. Sometimes it's because of the mistakes of your parents that you learn that there is a better way of living, that we should be more obedient to Allah. So be grateful to Allah and to your parents. So Sulaiman alayhi salam, he's asking Allah that, Ya Allah, awzi'ni, restrain me. You give me the ability, you enable me, that I'm grateful to you for the favors that you have bestowed upon me. And also I am grateful for the favors that you have bestowed upon my parents. Allahu Akbar. Because whatever your parents enjoy, you also enjoy that, directly or indirectly. And then he made dua for his actions that allow me to do actions that you will be pleased with. He's making dua for his children. That's in the other dua where we are taught to make dua for our children. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. But here, Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he's also praying for Allah's mercy and for the company of the righteous in paradise. Another dua, this is a very interesting dua. We learned that one of the companions, he was asked that, make dua. Yani, you know how when people gather together, they ask someone, make dua. So he made a dua and they said, make more dua. And so he made more dua. And he said, Allahumma ja'alni min al-muqarrabin wa ja'al ummi min al-hur al-'ain. That, O Allah, let me be among those who are brought near you. And make my mother among the beautiful women of paradise. And he asked that, Ya Allah, make me close to you, bring me close to you, and make my mother a beautiful woman of paradise. We think that Hurul Ain are, some different creatures that will be in paradise. Hurul Ain, first and foremost, are who? The believing women. And for many children, they see the beauty of their mother's decline, right? You see how, the hair is falling, the hair is turning gray and white. You see how, there are wrinkles on the face. You see how the body is becoming weak. Those hands that were so soft, are now maybe experiencing some skin condition. You witness your mother, your parents, as they age, their body begins to age. You see their physical beauty decline. So especially he prayed for his mother's beauty. That وَجَعَلْ أُمِّي مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ, and make her of the beautiful women of paradise. Ameen. Insha'Allah, we will conclude over here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.